Good morning. We're continuing with Yodam Mechavah Shabbos. We're learning Chal Zayin and Simon Gimel. We're talking about the lachas of Suda Shabbos. Here, the Yodam is talking about the lachas of Suda Shlishis. He's moving into the lacha of Suda Shlishis, or Shal Shudas, as it's commonly known. Zman Suda Shlishis, Hu Davka Lachar Chatzos. The third Suda has to be after Chatzos. V'ayachol Karim Lachain, Allah Yotz. If a person eats the third meal before Chatzos, he's not Yotze. With the exception of Erev Pesach, which is Chal on Shabbos, the case for Pesach is Motzei Shabbos, and there's limitations what one can eat on the afternoon of Erev Pesach. So then there is a shita, that one could be Yotze doing it in the morning, and some people rely on that shita, because either way we're going to be relying on different shitas, which are less, less than optimum. So that situation is not optimal. That's the best we can do. But otherwise, we assume the halacha is that the person is not yotze, and he has to eat shalshudas again. Even b'diyah, but a person would have to eat shalshudas again. If a person started the meal, he ate his suda shniya earlier in the day, down by early minyan, came home and had a suda, and it's now 10:30, and decides to sit and learn for 2 hours, and then he comes back and then he'll have another meal. So he starts before chatzos, but the suda continues after chatzos. So in that situation, that person would be yotze, assuming that the person would eat at least a kazayas and preferably more than a kaveya of pas after chatzos. The person could be yotze. The fact the meal started beforehand is not problematic. The main point is he was eating a meal after chatzos. If the suda was continuing from his second meal, the scenario we just gave was he already ate a second meal. Now he's eating the suda shniya, and he wants to find some way to convert part of the suda shniya into suda shlishis. So that you can't do. The fact that one's before chatzos, the one's after chatzos, it's all one meal, so it's a second meal. So what could he do? So yafsik asuda, yivorech birchas hamazon. So the person should interrupt the meal and bench. So now he finishes the second meal. Now he wants to start again the third meal. He doesn't want to wait till later on. He knows that right now he's still hungry. If he waits later on, because also the concept that once when the stomach is open, it's easy to put more food in. Once you sort of finish the meal and the stomach closes, it's hard to start up again. Some people would not necessarily agree with that concept. They seem to say they can do fine having another meal, but many people find that as being a challenge. That while they're eating the meal, they can actually eat a lot. So this is, the person wants to do it in conjunction with the earlier meal that he's eating. This way, it's still a continuation in the regards to his stomach wise. But the problem is, how are you allowed to do this? So you're benching, as it were, for no purpose, and you're saying no bracha. You can just wait till the end of the meal and bench once. And only say Amoitzi once, and only say Alan Tzisadayim once. Instead, he's splitting it up and doing everything twice in order to save the tircha of not having shalshudas later in the day. So, arguably, that's not really a bracha hatzricha. The person does not a bracha which is unnecessary, even though it's not a levatola, is also inappropriate. A person's about to sit down to a meal in the middle of the week, not through Shabbos. A person is about to sit down to the meal and walks into the kitchen to wash, and he sees his wife made french fries. He grabs 2 french fries and says, "Bring your dome on the french fries." The wife says, "Just wait for the meal." She's right. There's no real need to make the bracha of a dome. During the meal, you would not need to make that bracha. You would be subsumed under the bracha of Hamotzi. So that bracha of Adama really was not necessary. It wasn't appropriate. So how are we doing this over here? So he says, what you should do is you bench. B'yatal ksas. Yerba ezim is where you take a little bit of a walk. And you interrupt with some type of davening or something of that sort. Mishabura says if a person just stays seated there, it's all one meal. You're not yotze the third meal, and then arguably it's a bracha shenitzricha. You haven't accomplished anything. So, but a person makes some type of an interruption, then he rewashes, makes an alatis adayim, says hamoitzi, and eats the meal. That's what he should do. So why is he doing this? You're going to wait till later on. The stomach will close off. And he'll feel like he's eating achilagasa. He's forcing himself to eat food beyond what's normal. It's called achilagasa. So that's why we're recommending this possibility. There are definitely shitas which say that a person should try and make a significant interruption. Some suggest half an hour. Some suggest 15 minutes. But it should be a significant interruption. The people should walk away from the table as opposed to just remaining seated there. The people should change the cutlery, etc. It's clear that the meal is finished and you're starting over again, and then it's not a bracha shenis richo. V'myudei she'ef shalalech lachar minchem, he knows he's a person who can eat later on without a problem. Yispel ha'mitzchili matzibar v'yachal lachar mincha. What he should do is finish the meal, go to the mincha, and come back and eat the shalshudas after mincha. We'll talk about this more by Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.